ABC Radio Australia.
An Australian terror expert says reports that an Indian man was radicalised while living in Palau is likely to be an isolated case, but one that authorities, including the Australian government, should be paying more attention to. Indian media outlets have been reporting that a man recently arrested by the country's anti-terrorism squad and accused of planning a terror attack had developed his more extreme views while living in Palau between 2008 and 2013. Now, Palau government officials say that they weren't aware of the man, but Pacific Beat understands their immigration records suggest that he was in the country during that period.
It's certainly unusual, so the headlines seem literally incredible, but the details actually measure up.
Greg Barton is one of Australia's leading experts on terrorism.
If it's not a one-off case, it's certainly going to be a fairly rare case.
Indian police allege the 37-year-old Qamar Uzzama was an active member of the militant group Hizbul Mujahideen. Some of the headlines Greg Barton is referring to include:
Uzzama radicalised during his stay in Republic of Palau.
Indian terror suspect was radicalised in the Pacific.
Palau's Justice Minister and Vice President is Reynald Oilouch.
I don't understand what they mean by radicalised in any case. Does that mean that they were here and then they were undergoing some training or some they were studying?
He told local media he doubts that occurred.
I know for a fact that in those big Muslim calendar days, the Muslims in Palau, they gather in certain places to pray. That's all I know about. I only know that they go pray, but if there's any activity beyond praying in Palau, I totally have no idea, and I doubt that they exist. In any case, Palau does not condone any such activity. I want to make sure that Palau will never, ever condone such activity in Palau. And anyone who is in Palau and do some activities that may lead them to become more violent or anti-social or take up arms against what, we're going to send them home. They have no place here in Palau.
But Deakin University terror expert Greg Barton says radicalisation can happen anywhere.
Whilst we have no reason to think of Palau as being a site of radicalisation, and of course the story relates to events that occurred some years ago, if somebody with time on their hand on a quiet little island fell in with a group of friends who influenced them in a certain direction, it's certainly plausible if they had the misfortune of falling in with new friends who had extremist ideas that they could join them in those ideas. And so it's rare and unlikely, but it's certainly possible, and it seems to have occurred in this case.
Indian media reports that Uzzama became more religious during the 5 years he spent in Palau while attending gatherings, but that it was actually once he left in 2013 and joined the group Hizbul Mujahideen and then underwent training. Greg Barton again.
We need to understand that radicalisation is essentially a social process. So it's a question of who befriends who. And in that social process, what quickly happens is somebody finds a sense of belonging and acceptance and starts to identify with a new group and incorporate the ideas of those new groups. So by definition, this can occur anywhere, even in unlikely locations. Of course, social media means that it can even occur in a virtual sense.
For his part, the Justice Minister, Reynald Oilouch, says that given Palau's small size, it is unlikely such activities could have happened without authorities becoming aware. But Greg Barton says that with global development, including in places like Mindanao in the nearby Philippines, which has seen a string of deadly bombings, it is an issue that all governments in the region will need to consider.
People fleeing surveillance in Mindanao may well decide that if they could get to Palau and work quietly, that might be suitable for them. And if they thought it was a quiet location where they could work with other friends and perhaps plan future operations or build strength, that's plausible. That should be a concern. At the moment, given what's happened with the siege of Marawi in the Philippines last year and ongoing concerns across Southeast Asia, there's more reason to be concerned that it may spill over into neighbouring parts of the Pacific. So whilst it's one of the lesser problems, well, actually quite rare, it's now something we've got to think about.
And certainly something Australia, I guess, should be thinking about as well then, given this is in our neighbourhood.
Yeah, at least paying attention, at least being ready to recognise that we might see something that we hadn't expected to find if we keep our eyes open and pay attention to warning signs. It'll be unlikely, but it's possible.